Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So I was listening through my audio booze, and Mac was talking about phobias. I don't actually have like clinically diagnosed phobias, but I do have a fear of heights. I have a fear of stairs that have the open backs that you can see as you're going up. Or coming, yeah, it would be going up. You know, some office buildings have stairs that aren't enclosed. And I'm afraid of basically falling. How do I deal with those fears? I keep going up. And as I've gotten older, it's gotten a little bit easier, whereas I don't look down. I will say when I met my number one fan, we went to the Willis Tower, and up at the sky deck, they have glass, plexiglass, very thick windows, boxes that stick out of the sides of the skyscraper, and you can step in and you can look straight down onto the street. Well, actually, you're looking down onto another part of the building. But like I said, all four walls, including the floor, is this thick, clear plexiglass. And the first time I went to the sky deck, I would not step onto or in the box because I was terrified of heights, of looking down. But this time, I went down and I went and had a picture taken with my beloved, and then I posted it up, and I will post it. And I just can remember concentrating on not looking down, and the thought of what if this falls, you know, off of the building. All these crazy thoughts go through your mind. But I would say that's one of my biggest fears. And it's more of an anxiety, I think. I've always been afraid of heights from when I was little. I don't know where it came from, but I always remember being afraid of heights. Not feeling secure, I guess, as a child. I don't know. And I will say that after my motorcycle accident, which I was unaware until recently, that post-traumatic stress disorder is considered an anxiety disorder. And it stems from, well, it's kind of like a domino effect. When I was diagnosed with this, I remember my doctor stating that you can develop the fear of going out of your house, leaving your house, because I was experiencing panic attacks, which I had never experienced before until after my motorcycle accident. And I remember the first one. It was so scary. And I was at Walmart of all places, and I panicked and I froze with all the people, and I remember perspiring and trembling, and my heart was pounding. And when I finally, you know, went to the doctor and I told her this, she said, we need to take care of this because it will or could develop into agoraphobia. And that would be, you know, a phobia of leaving your house because you experienced the traumatic event, you know, where all the negative feelings and emotions go along with what I experienced. And how I deal with those now, I have the little, very seldom anymore, but I do get them when I'm driving. I'll get the fear of crashing or hearing the sound of crunching metal. And it's just, I really slow down and I really watch how I'm driving. And that's how I try and deal with that one. So there, I shared a little bit about myself. Laterness, people.